Marianne is going to help us get off on the right foot for the weekend by getting positive. She's been looking into what mental health professionals say about complaining.
Yes, complaining. And I know you've been talking about this a lot, but before I get into it, but here's a fine example of you not complaining. When you made that ridiculously brief appearance on Chicago Med, and instead of complaining, you laughed it off and turned it into something funny. So you already, you're on the right track.
Well, you know, comedy is tragedy plus time. Although you didn't wait very long to post a very funny video about it. It's on Instagram. And if you want to see it, Marianne's Instagram is @HavanaGirl.
Yes. But yeah, watch that. It's pretty funny. But complaining, we all do it, Bob. And whether it's complaining about the weather, the mess in the house, our job, traffic, our relatives, life presents endless opportunities to complain. There's a lot to gripe about, but do you think it really helps?
Well, you know, starting Monday, I complained about the time change for about a month, and you're not supposed to hold it in, are you?
No, but there's a hidden cost of complaining because it affects your mindset and your relationships. Complaining is a habit that is worth replacing with something much more constructive.
You know what I always say? Test negative, but be positive.
Yes. The problem is that it can seem harmless to complain or even cathartic. But experts say that complaining rewires your brain for negativity. You're actually strengthening a muscle that you don't even want to use. So your superpower should be catching complaints before you save them. And I have 7 steps for doing that.
Okay, but if I stop complaining, you know, I won't have any content for the show. But let's hear this.
Okay. I think you'll think of something. All right, the first one is rewrite the story. So when you catch yourself about to complain, pause and reframe it. Instead of saying, I mean, this just makes perfect sense. It might not be that easy to do. But try to say, ugh, instead of saying, my commute is so long, try, my commute gives me time to listen to my favorite podcast.
Or WGN.
Exactly, or WGN. So shift your perspective. It doesn't mean that you ignore what's going on, but you focus on what's within your control. The second one is make gratitude your default setting. So gratitude is the antidote to complaining. When you feel a complaint bubbling up, challenge yourself to name something you're grateful for.
I'm thinking.
Okay. Number 3 is vent, but set a timer. Sometimes you just need to vent. So that's okay. Just give yourself a designated complaint window, maybe 5 minutes to get it out of your system. And then once the time is up, shift gears. Focus on something that's a solution or move on.
I know people who are going through various traumas, and I am calling them now and letting them vent. I enjoy hearing other people complain. And I'm doing my good deed that way.
Yeah, that's really nice. But then you can maybe shift them into the right direction instead of just being, you know, like letting people complain. All right, the next one is turn whining into problem solving. So many complaints stem from problems that can actually be solved. So like if you're annoyed that your partner never loads the dishwasher, express your feelings and propose a solution. Things like that. You know, instead of complaining about something you can't change, like the weather, focus on what you can control, like how many layers are you going to wear or finding some indoor activities.
Do you practice what you're preaching here?
I have been practicing doing this. I know you can't tell because maybe I don't do it with you. But I really have been practicing. The gratitude one is the one that I find works the best. Okay, the next one is choose your circle wisely. So, oh, I do this one too. If you spend time with people who complain often, you're probably going to mirror their behavior. So have you noticed that, you know, when we are together, that a lot of times you start complaining and then I'm in my own world. I like shift, you know, because I don't want to be around it. Like that's a thing for me. So you don't have to avoid these friends who are struggling, but try to have a mindset of support and then constructive problem solving if you are around them. But stay away from people who are complaining all the time.
Well, yeah, is that why I have no friends?
I think so. All right, one of many, right? The next one is master the art of deep breath. So complaining stems from a desire to resist what is. So mindfulness teaches us to accept the present moment without judgment. So next time you're tempted to complain, take a deep breath and observe your feelings. What am I really upset about? Is this worth my energy? I'm always asking myself that, like, why am I feeling so angry right now? Why am I feeling so upset? Because a lot of times it's something that is not related to what's going on right now. It's something that maybe happened in the morning or some thought that you had. I don't know.
Maybe you need to vent.
Exactly, my 5 minutes. And then the last one is celebrate when you nail it. So when you successfully catch and curb a complaint, celebrate it because it reinforces the behavior and it makes you more likely to repeat it.
Well, now I really know why you have more friends than anybody I know, because you do all these things. What's on Savvy Planet now?
You know the secret, right? It's Irish soda bread. As you know, we have a friend who buys it every year around this time and delivers it to us. It's so nice in a nice little package. It's, you know, with all this, you know, shamrocks and all that stuff. It's really, really sweet, but I never knew what was in it. So this recipe makes it very easy to create a rustic and hearty bread that really melts in your mouth.
All right. If you want just in time for St. Patrick's Day, Marianne's Irish soda bread recipe or any of the other delicious recipes she makes, just head on over to her website. It's called Savvy Planet, and you can easily subscribe at SavvyPlanet.com. You put a hyphen between Savvy and Planet. And I'm happily the official taste tester, and I approve these recipes. Notice how positive I am?
I love it, and you don't complain about them ever.
Not me. I'm Mr. Sunshine. Thank you, Marianne.